Very good. I am particularly excited to be learning Simon on Hay. Back to Hilchas Tefillah. What a tremendous! It's really geschmack. It's so important. It's extremely relevant. The Master Simon on Hay, which is page 170 in our editions. Nun Hay. That's where we stopped. That's where we are going to be starting. These halachas are extremely, extremely relevant. Extremely important. Some of them very lomdish, touching on lots of subjects. So this week we're going to be learning Simon on Hay, which is formerly called. What's that? Yeah, back to Aleph, indeed. Yeah. There should be one over there. Israel. These halachas are extremely relevant on a day-to-day basis. The official title of this siman is Siman Hay Dinei Kaddish. And the reason for that is because previously, if you remember, before the pre-Sukkos halachas, we'll be learning Ilchas Brachas, then we went to Boruch Shama, Pesukei Dezimra, until we got to Yishtabach. And after Yishtabach, which is Siman Dalet, that's where we stopped. So we're starting, literally continuing from where we stopped, is Kaddish. So really what it is the first encounter, formally of a Kaddish, because after Yishtabach we say Kaddish. But within that siman, there's plenty of other halachas. We could be learning lots about a minyan, the requirement of a minyan. That's the way it's discussed over here in this siman. Who makes a minyan? When do you need a minyan? What is the area which is mitzav to a minyan? All these halachas which are very important. So let's get on with it. Siman Nun Hay, Rabbi Yisai. So that's page 170. In these editions, oh, I don't know if Yossel got hold of further Mishnah Berurah. I forgot to ask him. Yeah, okay, we'll see. Okay, so Siman Nun Hay Dinei Kaddish Boi Chov Beis Ifim Omrim Kaddish. We recite Kaddish again. We are after Yishtabach. We recite Kaddish. Ve'ein Omrim Oisoi. We do not say Kaddish. But Pachs Masor. If there's less than 10 people around, who are these 10? Zechorim. There must be males. Bnei Choyrim, they must be freed, in other words, not slaves. Gdoilim, they must be bar mitzvah. Sheviu shtei saris, they must be physically mature. Vadin kedusha, similar also when it comes to kedusha later on. Uvorchu, when it comes to borchu earlier. Shenei morim, they're not recited. Pochus masorah, less than 10 people. So, we are now encountering officially the first real tefillah which needs a minion. Because Kaddish needs a minion. And that's what we're going to be looking at now. So Mishnah Berurah Sifkotn Aleph tells us a little bit of a chiddush regards to Kaddish.
Rabbi,
yeah,
Rabbi, you've got Kaddish before that anyway in Pesukah. You know, in the Shachris before you've got that after Rabbi Shlomel and
Rabbi Shlomel. Yeah, that's the Kaddish Yosem.
So you need a minion there.
You do if you. Anyway. Yeah, you're right in pointing this out, and we'll be talking about this Bezer Hashem. Steve, you're 100% right in what you're pointing out. What is the is this Kaddish always recited or not?
Only if there's a minion. And
no, not only that, but there's another. Who said this Kaddish?
Somebody who's in mourning.
Exactly. There you go. That's the point. It's a Kaddish Yosem. It's a mourner's Kaddish. If there's no Yosem, if there's no mourner around, then this Kaddish is not recited. So in a way, it's an optional Kaddish, if that term is correct. It's an optional Kaddish. I suppose this Kaddish over here, which is recited by the Chazan, which is not voluntary, not optional, it's a requirement. It's a different league. It's a different category, and we will be talking about this. We'll be talking about this. But the point being that the earlier Kaddish is not an absolute requirement. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkotn Aleph, Kasha Tov Lemad Bevrochas, just like there's a rule that we Memad Bevrochas, meaning that we reduce the Brochas, in other words, what do you mean reduce Brochas?
Say them unnecessarily.
Yeah, we don't say Brochas if there's no justification for it. You're not allowed to say Brochas. Say, you made the shahakol and you're having this this really delicious what's a shahakol? Ice cream, and you say, oh, this is amazing. I want to thank Hashem again for it after the third bite. And you say, oh, I really want to say shahakol again. You're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to.
So in line with this.
It's good to.
Yeah, so he says the same concept would also apply. Kasha tov lemad bevrochas, kach tov lemad bekadeshim. You're right, maybe the comparison is 100% correct. You're right.
Yeah.
So the point, it's true, but what I'm saying is probably more of a moshel.
Right.
So what he's saying is that also you're not allowed to make kadeshim without any particular justification. Of course, if there's a need for a Kaddish, then by all means, it's a mitzvah, it's a great thing to do. But if there's no justification or requirement for a Kaddish, don't just do random Kaddishim. And at times you see people doing random Kaddishim. You've all experienced that. Sometimes it comes from pure amratzes. You know, they want to say another one, sometimes Kaddish Yassim, indeed. They want to say another one, another one, another one, because they think that it's a great aliyah to neshama. No, no, if there's a real genuine justification, yes, it's a great aliyah to neshama, it's a great thing to do. But if you just say random Kaddishim, Shulchan Mishneh Berurah teaches over here, Kasher Tov Lemevoch, Eskach Lemod Bekaddishim. Yeah.
That would apply to somebody's in mourning, he's davened ready, Maariv, and then he's going to his chair and he says there's another Maariv happening while he's there. So would he say Kaddish again?
So that would perhaps fit into that category. Now look what the Mishnah Berurah says. He brings a slightly different variation of what you're saying. He says, "I'm ba'achronim shekoru tago." He says there is achronim who complain about the following scenario. Al zeh she'nesof masor b'nei adam, there's 10 people gathering together. Ve'omrim kama kadeshim. They say numerous kadeshim al psukei Torah or Mishnah Gemara. They just say if you psukim, whether it's Chumash, whether it's Gemara, whether it's Mishnayos. And then afterwards they keep going and they say another few psukim is another kaddish, another few psukim is another kaddish. So that's unnecessary and therefore not right. Continues the Mishnah with a different point with regards to kaddish. Aso yudim loyazim. If there is 10 people loyazim. Loyazim means people who are foreign language. They are not. They don't have a fluent Loshna Kodesh. There are 10 individuals who are well-meaning, but are unable to recite the Tefillahs in Loshna Kodesh. So he says, one of them is able to be a Shliach Tzibur, he can say Kaddish, Ukdusha, and Kedusha indeed, but Loshna Las, in a different language. Nothing wrong with it, says the Mishnah Berurah. 10 people don't speak a word of Loshna Kodesh. All they do is speak English. If they want to say Kaddish in English, I think there's a very good translation in the back of the article, no?
Translator, yeah.
It's great. It's nothing wrong with it. It's, in a way, I can't say it's better. I don't know. If Mishnah doesn't say it's better, then if you don't understand the word.
I say the words, but I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's better. He doesn't talk that it's better. He says that if they're unable to, then that's what they're perfectly allowed to do. It's interesting because I want to make two disclaimers on that. There's a famous Mishnah earlier. There's a permission Mishnah Berurah that says that you can only say a foreign language if you're in that particular, if that's the language of that particular country. It's interesting, Chiddush in Mishnah Berurah. So let's say there's 10 Russians who are gathering in England. They won't be able to say the translation in Russian because this is not the language of the country. It's interesting.
They're making a
Russian minion. Yeah, even then. Mishnah Berurah says it has to be Koloshna Medina. Interesting Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't mention that over here, but that's something which the Mishnah Berurah requires earlier. That's one point. Another point, which is perhaps very understandable, because some Sofer says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it elsewhere in Simon Kuf Yud, he quotes it. He says, is this talking about regularly or just once off? You want to say Kaddish in English. Is that talking about regular basis or once off? He said, you can do that, he says.
It's a regular thing.
Regular thing. See, I also would have learned like that in Mishnah Berurah. It's talking about regular. It doesn't say a word. It doesn't say a word that it's not, you know, that it's only temporary. But elsewhere, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and he said, it's only if it's temporary. You can't do this on a regular basis. So if you want to say Kaddish in English, in Russian, Ukrainian, in whatever you want, you can only... You cannot say it in... you can't say it on a regular basis on a different language. But here it doesn't mention that condition.
So if they don't understand Lashon Kodesh, like you see the back of the English, some of the Siddurim is just written in English, but it's Hebrew.
Yeah, that's totally fine. You don't have to understand Kaddish to be Yotze. You don't have to understand it.
Someone who couldn't though, if they're an Aval.
Yeah.
So are we saying that he can't continue to say Kaddish for the whole entire period of Avedus?
What if he said?
Let's say only.
There's no condition he must understand it.
Let's say he's illiterate, he can't read it.
And the only option is to say it in English. In English words.
Yeah?
So I suppose... I suppose the Mishnah would... Yeah, I suppose that's not considered a regular basis. You know, as long as he's a mourner, I suppose that's, you know, that would be justified.
No, sorry, it's not really... It's a little bit off, but the...
don't know if we're going to cover this, but if you've got 10 people and you know 100% one of them is not Shomer Shabbos.
Very good. We will be talking about this. It's a very, very, very important point. We will get there, Mitzvah. Not tonight, but we'll get there. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues. Where does this requirement? I have important background information over here. Where does this come from? The fact that we need to have a minion. Where does it come from? Where does that come from? You need a minion. We're generally familiar with the concept that every yid counts and every yid is crucial and every yid, you know, everybody has got that relationship with the Baruch Shem. So why do you need a minion? So the Mishnah brings the background information for that in Sifkot and base. Kaddish, Perish, Achab, Sukkot, Zimmer. Uve'inyan Asa, with regards to Asa, the 10, the minion. Shekol Dovo Shebekdusha, every Dovo Shebekdusha requires a minion. When do you need a minion? You go in Kaddish, as mentioned, Kedusha. Chazos Shatz, we have Kedusha, you need a minion. Bochum, we need a minion for Bochum. Kriyas HaToyah, when it comes to laning. Whether it's Monday or Thursday or Shabbos, you need a minion, but it's just Kapayim Duchening as well. So you need, always need, that's the Dovosh, these are the Dovosh of Ketusha, which require a minion. Ein Oim Moisev Pachs Masor, you need always a minion. Shenema, why? The Pasuk says, V'nikdash Tibesoich B'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk says, I became holy, I'm sanctified, Besoich amongst B'nei Yisrael, the Yidin, we are feeling, we learn in Exer Shavah. The Gemara makes that shover toich, just like over there it says toich. Also by the Meraglim it says the word toich amongst, and there ksiv al mosal edu arazois. So there was, how many Meraglim was there? 12. You minus Yeshua and Kolev, who were positive as opposed to the negative Meraglim. So you've got 10 negative spies, and these are the ones that are mentioned as toich. It says here toich, it says there toich. Toich, we learn 10. So that's how we derive and we learn that you must have 10 people for a minion. Finish your asor, the green eight, that are considered an edo congregation. So 10 people is the minimum of a minion. So it says twice the word toich. Once it's with regards to the meraglim, and over there it's the negative aspect of the Meraglim. So that's going to be 12 minus Yeshua and Kolev, so we end up having 10. So Toich there, in that context over there, is talking about 10 people. Now it also says the word Toich, when it comes to being Nashti, but Toich B'nei Yisrael, I become sanctified, Besoich amongst Klal Yisrael, which is the, so there again, the word Toich, so we see just that Toich over there, is by the Meraglim is 10, so two also when it comes to a minion, must be we're talking about 10.
So if we're learning out from the Meraglim,
so it's an interesting point the way you bring it, but you're right that we will be learning about who is excluded from being counted for a minion. That will be halachas later, and if they're mezidim or not, that will be discussed later.
How does that apply to Kaddish then?
Pardon?
How does that apply to Kaddish, having 10? Where does it say you have to have 10 for Kaddish?
Because there are these tefillah, these items are part of the tefillah which require a minion. Not all require a minion, but Kaddish, Kedusha, Bochu, we need a minion. Duchening as well. So, then he says, V'kol HaKaddishim Shovin Ezeh, all the Kaddishim are in the same category, Afilu Kaddish Rabbonu Shel Achalim, but even the Kaddish Rabbonu, which is besides the after learning. What about Psuka Dezimra? Do you need a minion for Psuka Dezimra? Make God in.
No.
You don't. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the task, because of a task, of Eis Amir, Psuka Dezimra, Tzorei Chasoro. You do not need a minion for Psuka Dezimra.
Isn't the Kaddish?
It's very good. That's exactly where the Mishnah is going now. Spot on. That's what the Mishnah is going now. Even if you said it on your own, as long as you've got a 10 people by the following Kaddish, you're fine.
They need to have been there for some, at least.
Yes, yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about that as well. All these halachas will be covered. Okay. Now, with regards to... let's move on to Siv Beis. Siv Beis teaches us as the following halacha. What happens? It's unfortunately it happens every, if you're not in a big minion, at times this can happen. What happens if you start to say, the Chazan starts to say Kaddish or Kedusha, and there's only literally 10 people, and some of them left. In fact, you can even say that one of them left. So what happens then? Middle of Kaddish is only see only Shmeirabo until you see, oh, there's only nine. Or you may be in the middle of Kedusha and you suddenly count and you say, oh, there's nine people there. It's okay. What do you do?
If it looks like 10, it's 10.
If it looks like 10, then it's 10.
Yeah.
But more or less.
So
Shulchan Aruch says as follows: in Mischloy Makadosh Kedusha Vaaser Viyotzim, so in Goyim Anoyse Hakadosh, you can complete what you started. You can just complete what you started. So if you start the Kaddish, you're only nine. Keep going
till the end.
If you start, no, we'll see until where. But you don't have to interrupt in the middle. We'll see until where. Goyim Anoyse Hakadosh Anoyse Kedusha Shehischel. Vushin Ishtay Ruban, as long as, provided you've got six people there or still there. So if it's less than six, you have to literally stop. But provided you've got six people or more, you can finish. Mikol Mokum, nevertheless, Aveiro Ilot says it is wrong to leave. Ve'alei Nema, and that's what the Pasuk means in there's a Pasuk that says, Oiz Ve'Hashem Yichlu, it's a very, very, very strong and very, very strong word of Pasuk. Ve'Oiz Ve'Hashem, the ones who leave Hashem, Yichol will be destroyed. So if a person is destroying the minion, he's considered Oiz Ve'Hashem. The one who leaves Hashem, Yichol, you know, it's quite a strong word that it's destroying the minion. By destroying the minion, it's Oiz Ve'Hashem. We consider leaving Hashem.
And that's bad for him.
Very, yes. Very, yeah. It's very bad. It's very bad. Avalim Nishor Asor. But if there's 10 people. If a person leaves and you're number 14, you're number 13, and you're leaving, then Mutalot says you're allowed to leave. It's the destruction of the many which is the problem. What about the interesting Bialocha? I was often wondering about this. Bialocha says, okay, so let's say it was a short minion, it was a small minion. Okay, and number 10 did that avera. Number 10 did that transgression. He left. Okay, he left. And everybody says, oh, trying to catch him still, but no, he's not answering. No, he's not. He's gone. He's off to work. Now, nine people left, and you're now, let's say you're holding, where are you going to be holding? You're stuck now in the middle of, towards the end of davening, and you're asher v'letzin, you want to say Kaddish, you know, and you're also in a rush. You happen to be also in a rush. You have back-to-back meetings today, and you want to also say, listen, the minion is gone anyway. I'm number eight. Can I leave? Can number eight leave? Or not?
There's no hope of getting another person.
You haven't got a minion.
You don't have a minion. So once the minion is destroyed, number eight can go. He says, bye, gentlemen, bye, and he goes
Unless
off.
Unless you're going to get someone coming in.
Well, you never really know. You never really know.
What happens at the beginning of the minion and it's eight, and he's like, okay, we're over.
You're not destroying a minion. That's not considered destroying a minion. Yeah, I would argue that's not good. But the question, what about number eight? No, sorry, it's not number eight. He's number nine, really, isn't he? Yeah. He's number 10 left. You're number nine. And you happen to be in a rush as well today. You want to leave. Is there a problem number? So, interestingly, the Bialocha says...
The problem.
What?
If you were the sixth person...
Why the sixth?
And you left, that would be the problem. Because you said before, as long as you've got a minimum of six, you can continue.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you're right, Stephen. You're on the case today. You can't continue everything. We will be discussing the Shem tomorrow's share. What does it mean to continue? Where can you continue up to? Where can you? You can't finish the whole davening just because you started with a minion. You can't go on till Aleinu. You can finish that particular part of the davening. You will have to complete, but you cannot complete all the way till the end. Even if, you know, so the question is, there is interesting Bialoch, Rabbi, so I don't know what you think about it. He says as follows, Mikol Mokam Averi, he, Bialoch, says, Imov Asiri Ova Veholach, if number 10 left with that, it was the wrong thing to do. Ova Veholach, he was over and he left. Imut Ratshi Gamkelech, can number 9 also leave? Kim de Badavoch, like Yasola Shros, does anybody know Shchinid anymore? What does he mean there's no Shchin anymore? Because a minion is a shechina. When is a minion? There's shechina. Kodesh Baruch Hu's dwelling. Yeah, there's a certain presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu with a minion. That's disappeared now. That's been destroyed. One second. is that you know, you're not destroying anything positively by leaving at this stage. And he's not sure. He says, Tzorchin, I'm not sure. I would have guessed, what's the problem? You know, there's no minion anymore. Why can't number nine go now? He leaves with Tzorchin. He's not deciding. What would be the argument? What's the argument that he can't leave? What? Yeah, what would be the argument that number nine should stay? Because maybe somebody's going to show up still. Maybe someone should, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Well, maybe you'd say he's Yisrael Hashem since there was a minion.
But you could argue that with everyone.
Yeah, so what would be with number eight?
I think that, as I said before, the problem is number six. If you can argue until from 10 till 6, anybody, if those four left, only number six has got the problem then, because you said you can continue with Kadesh if you've got a minimum of six.
Yeah.
Or you could argue the other way, that if three left, potentially you could argue that another three could turn up.
Yeah, but I like what you're saying, the probabilities are decreasing. So, yeah. So, as he leaves the Tzorchian, he doesn't say you can't leave. He doesn't say you can't leave. He doesn't say you must leave. He doesn't say it's perfectly fine. He leaves the Tzorchian. Okay, but it's time to summarize what we learned this evening. We discussed that there is various parts of the davening which require a minion. That includes Kaddish, Kedusha, Borchu. It includes also Duchening, Kriyas HaTorah. Minion is learned from V'nikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. It's called Gzeir HaShov V'Toich Toich. We learned that Pesukot Yisrael do not require a minion. We say minion is made out of Zechorim, males, B'nei Chorin, Gdoilim. And we learned that these are the ones that count as a minion. We also learned Besiat Ishmael that there's a rule that if the minion starts with a heter, the minion starts with 10 people, and the minion has been destroyed, then various parts of davening can continue. We'll be discussing tomorrow in the shiur what can be continued once it started beheter, despite the fact that it's part of the minion left. So various parts can continue. We'll discuss that tomorrow. We also learned that number 10 who leaves the minion and is destroying the minion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very unhappy about a person who destroys the minion. And we discussed that the Bialacha questions, what about number 8? What about him? Can he stay or not? And and we'll discuss more of these very, very important halachos tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. I wish you a very, very, very good evening.